American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President Biden is slated to face the media late this afternoon in his first solo press conference since his disastrous debate last month. And it's anticipated that he'll be grilled as the nation weighs his mental acuity amid heightening health concerns. Biden is expected to hold the news conference today at 5:30 Eastern Time after hosting NATO leaders in Washington. Victoria Coates is the former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump and now works with the Heritage Foundation. She says our adversaries will be watching, and this is very important.
It's critical because, I mean, we've seen President Xi and President Putin meeting repeatedly in recent weeks. We know the Ayatollah, the supreme leader of Iran, is watching all of this closely. And so, you know, to have the kind of weakness we've had exposed over the course of the last 2 weeks from the commander-in-chief of the United States is deeply dangerous. And, you know, my concern over the course of the next 4 months, however the Democrats decide to resolve their political crisis, you know, is that you would have bad actors around the world seeing this as a moment of opportunity. Maybe they're going to do things that, you know, even a year ago they wouldn't have considered. So it's a very, very concerning time.
President Biden has refused calls from a handful of Democratic lawmakers to step aside from the 2024 presidential election, insisting that he can defeat former President Trump in November. Many Democratic officials who have raised concerns over his electability now say they support the president. Fox News contributor David Webb says Biden will not drop out because for this family, it's all about power.
He's not giving this up. He's always wanted it. He believes it, his ego, his narcissism. And unless Joe Biden is actually medically incapacitated, he will remain president until he's either won again or beaten out of office. This is Biden. He's in it. Jill is going to keep him there. And by the way, this is a dysfunctional family that's willing to sacrifice a, quote, family member on the altar of power.
Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz says whoever potentially takes his place is not the best option.
It doesn't matter if they replace Joe Biden with Michelle Obama or they replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. They all support the same disastrous policies.
We're waiting for the release of a highly anticipated inflation report this morning after Fed Chair Jerome Powell made a huge admission during a hearing with lawmakers yesterday that he hasn't talked to the president in more than 2 years.
The last public meeting between you and President Biden occurred on May 31st, 2022. Does that sound accurate?
I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay. Have you had any private meetings with the president since that time?
No.
Any phone calls with the president?
Nope. I don't believe so.
In over 2 years, with inflation still nagging us, with cost out of control, President Biden has not asked to meet with you in over 2 years?
I haven't had a meeting with him. He hasn't sought a meeting. And of course, I don't seek meetings.
Pro-lifers are celebrating in Arkansas. Chris Woodward tells us why.
The Arkansas Secretary of State's office has disqualified petitions for the Arkansas abortion amendment due to what he calls the petition's failure to identify paid canvassers by name as required by state law. Sharice Dean of Arkansas Family Council.
We are so glad that the Secretary of State has done his good work in protecting the interests of the people of Arkansas when it comes to something as serious business as changing a founding document. Laws have to be followed and abided by, and we're just thankful and grateful for the Secretary of State's diligence in making sure that those laws were followed.
State Senator Ben Gilmore responded on X by calling this a great day for life in Arkansas, adding the Secretary of State's office officially rejected the Arkansas abortion amendment, and it will not appear on the ballot in November. Life is the most basic God-given human right, and Arkansas will continue to protect the lives of our unborn children. Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life also welcomed the news, as did Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America. I'm Chris Woodward.
American Family News is online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.